Blog Talk Radio.
What would it be like to live your life in continual happiness? In 1920, Paramahansa Yogananda arrived in America and introduced us to yoga. He would have been delighted to see how the practice of yoga has become so widespread. Today's speaker is expanding the Bodhi tree to reach more people with Yogananda's message of love. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the special 30-day love challenge, 30 love lessons for your soul. So this show is all about living your dream, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. So now let me tell you about today's guest. Educated at MIT, Stephen Powers is a Grammy Award-winning music producer who has helped helmed albums of such great top artists as Tina Turner, the Beach Boys, Bonnie Raitt, and Santana. His many awards include Producer of the Year and Lifetime Achievement Award. Powers' passion is creating transformative content that uplifts the human spirit. He was previously co-founder and CEO of Agape Media International and Drive Entertainment, Universal Music. He's founder and president of Chameleon Music Group, Capital EMI, and Mountain Railroad Records, and many more companies. Currently, he's CEO of LA's iconic Bodhi Tree. He co-hosts two spirituality and wellness TV shows, Soul Search and Paige Turner. So, what a delight to be welcoming you, Stephen Powers.
Good morning, Dr. Erica, and thank you so much for having me on the program.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be speaking with you. In a half-hour program, it would be impossible for you to really share everything you've done in your amazing career, but maybe you can give us a brief synopsis of your background and training and how you got involved with the Bodhi Tree, what the Bodhi Tree is. So please explain.
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you for that opportunity. So I began my career, ironically, you mentioned that I was educated at MIT, thinking I would be a molecular biologist. But my love for the arts and for humanity pulled me in another direction, and I opened a performing arts center at the age of 20 called Charlotte's Web. That has fortunately, and mostly not due to my credit, but to other people's credit, continued for 45 years as the performing arts center of my hometown, Rockford, Illinois. It just really was, for me, kind of finding, you know, my true path in terms of art and the ability of art and music to uplift the human spirit, as you mentioned. So I've had the opportunity to work in music and in film and in books and other areas, but you know, it's not so important that we focus, of course, on the past as on the present and what brought me to Bodhi Tree, as you asked. So that particular experience was about really my great passion for sharing information, educating people, helping people to understand some of the great wisdom traditions that exist in the world, and to use that knowledge to be healthier and to be happier. Your show is Healthy Baby Boomers, and so that's a great passion for me. And the Bodhi Tree, I thought, of course, I was a customer at the Bodhi Tree and bought many great books there and learned a lot from being there. So when I was asked to become the CEO, I was very honored and felt that it really fit with my life's mission. So happy to be here and happy to be doing that work. I do want to share one particular aspect of my long career that I think is particularly relevant to what you just said on the beginning of your show, talking about perhaps our greatest contribution in life might come at the age of 40 or 50 or 60. In particular, I produced an album, I was executive producer of an album by the great blues artist John Lee Hooker, and he was that's the Grammy-winning album, The Healer, it's called. And what is really meaningful to me is that John Lee, who became a good friend, was 73 years of age when we signed him to Chameleon Music Group. And he had made more than 100 albums. And while he was known to blues aficionados, he was not known, you know, to the mainstream of America or around the world, except through other people like the Rolling Stones or ZZ Top recording his songs. So it was just so wonderful to see a man, 73 years of age, have the greatest success and the greatest impact of his life, you know, at that age. And it's just been a great lesson for me that we always have something to contribute no matter what our age is.
That's beautiful. And it's not that unusual. AARP.
No, that's correct. Another great story of that nature. Louise Hay founded Hay House when she was 60 years of age.
I didn't realize she was that age, and she's done phenomenally well. Yes, she's helped so
amazing
many people.
Work.
I have her book. Yes. So at the Bodhi Center, do they teach yoga? What goes on at the Bodhi Tree?
Well, the Bodhi Tree, so let's talk about a bit what it was and a bit what it is becoming and what it is today. The Bodhi Tree, of course, was a spiritual and metaphysical bookstore. So it was on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles here, and it was principally a bookstore. There were also author events, live events in the Bodhi Tree Annex where you could come in and hear speakers principally talking about their books, but all kinds of other wisdom traditions. And fortunately, we have recordings of hundreds of those talks that we are now calling Bodhi Talks by great speakers like Don Miguel Ruiz and Doreen Virtue and Marianne Williamson and Deepak Chopra and Paulo Coelho, just great teachers who spoke at the Bodhi Tree, whom were recorded there. So that's what it was for those 45 years that it was on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles. And it was a community. So it was really a spiritual community where people could come together and connect with like-minded people and discover, you know, new forms of wisdom and new ways of thinking about their lives and about what they cared about. So we are continuing in that same tradition. You know, our values are about compassion and love and how can we give, how can we serve, how can we be a part of this conscious community, which in those 45 years has grown from being, you know, sort of a small community when the company was founded back in 1970 to now being, you know, a large portion of the population is practicing yoga and doing meditation and interested in mindfulness and interested in organic eating and interested in social justice and all of these great themes that have kind of become much more mainstream since the Bodhi Tree was founded. So what we do now is we have we've grown the company by opening an online portal. So an internet site, it's at bodhitree.com. I invite your listeners to come check it out, join our mailing list. We'd love to send you three of those Bodhi talks for free that I was just talking about if you get on our mailing list. But we are, I'll tell you what we have there. We have, of course, the bookstore, and we would like to, in this era of Amazon.com, we'd like to become the most important and largest metaphysical bookstore. So dealing with wisdom traditions, dealing with psychology, dealing with esoteric subjects. So, you know, Amazon can be the 800-pound gorilla and will be the specialist that is your trusted resource for metaphysical and spiritual information, books. So we're a bookstore, online bookstore. We're also now an online, what we're calling a metaphysical mercantile. So it's a market, it's a shop, and we sell artisanal goods, handmade goods that support your spiritual practice, that support your home sanctuary, your home altar, so ceremony, sanctuary, and sensuality, things that support your spiritual practice. Those are in the metaphysical mercantile. We also have now e-learning, so we're launching next month an online education pillar. We call them the pillars, the seven pillars of the Bodhi tree, and we've partnered with the University of Santa Monica, a great institution here in Los Angeles that has been teaching spiritual psychology for 37 years, and we're going to be offering their courses that they've been teaching in the classroom here in Santa Monica online. So we partnered with USM, and we're actually going to be doing an event with Ron and Mary Holnick, who are the founders and president, co-presidents of University of Santa Monica, and we'll be doing a book launch event at the Bodhi Tree on February 25th. So later in the month, they'll be releasing their new book at the Bodhi Tree. So we have books, we have mercantile, we have e-learning, we have a pillar called Journal, where we write original articles about metaphysical subjects, wellness subjects, health and wellness, lots of great stuff for baby boomers there, all original articles by experts in the field. That's in our Bodhi Tree Journal. We're also bringing back in the journal the historical articles and recordings that were done at the Bodhi Tree over the 45 years. That's in a section called Legacy. And, of course, the Bodhi Tree published the Bodhi Tree Book Review Journal for more than 20 years with lots of great information in it. And we just launched last week, very proud of the work that our team does, our community pillar. So on the community pillar is a calendar of community events, not just our events, but your event, you know, or anybody's event who's supporting humanitarian causes, wellness, and conscious living can list their event on our Bodhi Tree community pillar. There's also stories there from people who came to the Bodhi Tree, and they talk about what they learned, what they discovered, you know, what they loved about the Bodhi Tree. So I encourage all your listeners to come to the community pillar at bodhitree.com and share their story. There's some technology there that makes it easy to do that,
yeah,
or your own bit of wisdom that you've learned.
I would love to share something in that community. I'm creating an online event, Men and Love series, interviewing some leading people about men and relationships and what's
Wonderful.
Going on with them.
Wonderful. We'd love to have that. So we'll arrange that. Men and love. That's an excellent topic. We need to know more about that, most of us men.
Right, that's for sure.
So the other thing we're doing at the Bodhi Tree is we're doing, as I mentioned, live events. So we've opened a center. We call it Bodhi Tree Live. It's at the corner of Melrose Avenue and La Brea in Hollywood. And it's a production studio for our photography and video work, but it's also an event center. So we've been doing events, including the one that you mentioned at the top of the show, which was called Celebrate Yogananda, 70 years of autobiography of a yogi. So it was an event to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the publishing of that book. We also did an event last week with Guru Jagat and her new book, Invincible Living. We did an event a couple months ago with a woman from India named Nalima Bhatt, who teaches a subject called Shakti Leadership, which is about leading from the divine feminine, leading from the feminine perspective. And I mentioned we'll be having this event coming up with Ron and Mary Holnick on February 25th, the founders of USM. So we're doing live events that the audience can come to, or they can easily go to bodhitree.com and register for the free live stream of those events. So you can watch them even if you're not there.
Yeah, and I would love to hear more about Yogananda. Isn't that how the Bodhi tree began, based on his work?
Well, not exactly, no. But let me tell you a bit about Yogananda, because I love his work and I'm very inspired by it. So as you mentioned, he came to the United States, I believe, in the 1930s, and is widely attributed or credited with bringing yoga to the West. And he founded an organization called the Self-Realization Fellowship. And, of course, there's the Self-Realization Fellowship has the Lake Shrine that is on Pacific Coast Highway at Sunset Boulevard, a beautiful place where all of the wisdom traditions are celebrated and where you can go to meditation and services there. And then there are many other centers around the United States, including one down in Cardiff, Carlsbad area. So Yogananda was, of course, an Indian teacher, master, guru, and he, you know, his main theme, as I understand it, was just to help us enjoy our lives, really find more joy. Joy is the evidence of God's presence, and he wanted to teach people how to really connect with their divine essence. And therefore bring more joy into their lives. So, you know, his teachings are much loved. You know, it's in popular culture, I'm fond of kind of mentioning that Steve Jobs, of course, the founder of Apple, you know, one of the great minds of our time, when he passed away, at his memorial service, he gave everyone who attended his memorial service, his friends, a copy of Autobiography of a Yogi, the Yogananda book. And he also that was the only book, famously, that he had on his iPad, his own iPad, his personal iPad, and he read it every year. So he found great inspiration in that writing, as many other people have. So, you know, that's Yogananda.
Wow. Yes, very impressive. He was one of the founders that brought yoga to the United States.
Correct. And there's another organization I'd like to mention that also teaches his work. It's called Ananda, A-N-A-N-D-A, Ananda.org, or Ananda Worldwide is the organization. And it was a disciple of Yogananda's called Swami Kriyananda, and they teach Kriya Yoga, and they teach the teachings of Yogananda, and I certainly recommend to your listeners that they maybe check that out as well. Or if you come to the Bodhi Tree site, you'll see that referenced. You can watch a replay of the Yogananda event on our site. That was a wonderful panel that featured Michael Bernard Beckwith, the founder of Agape that you mentioned, the Agape Spiritual Center here in Los Angeles, and
yes.
Yogi Cameron, who is an Ayurvedic yogi, and Lisa Garr of the Aware Show, and an author named Philip Goldberg, who wrote a book on Eastern teachings coming to the West called American Veda, wonderful book. And then the spiritual director of Ananda LA, whose name is Narayan Romano. So great panel, worth watching.
And what I've noticed with yoga is that there are people in athletic clubs teaching yoga, but they kind of remove the spiritual part and they make it into just a physical exercise. So
yeah, I think there are people who try to do that. But, you know, what I've noticed, and I practiced yoga for a lot of years. I have three young children now, so I don't have as much time to do it as I used to. But I've noticed that because yoga is, you know, and yoga means union, and it is fundamentally a spiritual practice, that even though you might take it on just as a form of exercise, as you just said, that people teach it that way, it has this kind of sneaky way of creeping up on you and actually getting you to become more aware of yourself and to deepen your spiritual practice. Even though that might not be your intent, it kind of brings you into that in a subtle way, a beautiful way, that you're going to become more spiritual,
right,
regardless of whether you just wanted to get some workout, you know.
Right, it opens up the energy pathways. the stretches.
That's
of
right.
The position. Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly. So you might start out thinking you're just doing an exercise, and later you're going to find yourself meditating and becoming aware of yourself. So it's a good thing.
All right. So I guess a final question is, what is the vision of BodhiTree.com? And is it different from the original bookstore, you know, what you wanted to do then?
It's not different. It's really fundamentally the same, which is how can we serve and how can we give and how can we serve as a spiritual community and a trusted resource for people who are seeking esoteric and spiritual and metaphysical knowledge. So that's still the core mission. What we're doing is we're using technology that exists today that didn't exist when the Bodhi Tree was founded in 1970 to bring that message worldwide. So the new not so much the mission, which remains the same, but the new method of executing a business is now a more modern, using the internet, using technology, using live stream, and also using live events. So we do want to assure the listenership that while there's the Bodhi Tree Live now at Melrose and La Brea, and there's also every intention that we will open a new Bodhi Tree bookstore. We're just still working on that. A new you know, retail location, physical location in Los Angeles.
But it will be in California. Do you have any plans to create another one on the East Coast? That's where
we would love to do that. You know, if it turns out that what we're offering is valuable to people, and the Bodhi Tree continues to grow as it has for these many years, and we are successful, we would love to see a Bodhi Tree on the East Coast, a Bodhi Tree in London, a Bodhi Tree wherever there are people who want to learn and grow.
And if anyone can help to make that happen, I think you are the right person.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind.
To this point. So what message would you like to leave with our listeners, and how can they get in touch with you or with the Bodhi Tree Center?
Well, yes, thank you. They can reach us at BodhiTree.com, BodhiTree.com. We have a contact number there. They can also, of course, like us on Facebook. So it's at Bodhi Tree Bookstore on Facebook, and that community is growing a few thousand people every week. So we have a lot of information we put out on Facebook. We do daily beliefs, and we do Did You Knows, and we do wisdom thoughts from great teachers. And so there's just a lot of good info right there on Bodhi Tree Facebook page, or on Pinterest or Instagram, or follow us on any social media. So, you know, we'd love to hear from you. Join our mailing list, and we'll be a part of the community, contribute to the community. That would be great. I think the message that I'd like to leave with people is that this is about, for all of us, and especially I think for baby boomers, and I'm a baby boomer, right? So I'm right there in the thick of this whole market, is that we have we're now the wisdom keepers, and we have a lot of experience, and we have something very special to offer to the rest of the world about humanity, about caring for each other, about equality for women, equality for all races, about acceptance of all of the types of wisdom traditions. I love to think about all these religions as different wisdom traditions, and there's great value in all of them, whether it is Hindu and Krishna, or whether it's Muslim and Muhammad, or whether it's Christian and Jesus the Christ, or Buddhist and Buddha, or you're a shaman and it's Gaia and it's Mother Earth. I just think that all of these traditions have so much to offer, and I just like to invite the listeners to learn more about themselves and learn more about the world, joining our Bodhi Tree community.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's really powerful. And
thank you, Dr.
This world
Erica.
Really needs the world really needs this right now. You know, we're struggling. People are angry at each other over recent events in politics. I see people insulting other people rather than having a higher perspective. So your work is really needed.
I've seen that as well, and it's you know, it's very sad to see. You know, the one perspective that has been shared with me, and I'll just pass it along on this, is because, you know, I'm also disheartened by recent political events, but is that this is this moment and this president is an evolutionary catalyst. So, you know, he's helping us to really see who we want to be and who we don't want to be. And even though it seems like we're in a step backward moment or a retroactive moment right at the moment, he is an evolutionary catalyst who will eventually propel us forward.
Beautiful perspective and true. History would repeat that. That's true. And I wish that more people would understand that and not go after each other. That's my biggest concern. So,
so true, right? We are the people. We need to hang together.
Right, and find a solution together. So thank you so much for sharing about the Bodhi Tree. It's a beautiful place, and I hope our listeners will check it out.
It's my joy. Thank you, Dr. Erica.
So I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone. Yes, saying goodbye for now. And please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report on how to live to 100 and beyond and be happy and healthy. And you can get the Love Lessons for the Soul at drericagoodstone.com. I look forward to speaking to you again soon.